Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Good afternoon. This is Amy Loboda with FAA Safety's Managing Safety podcast. I'm here today at the Aircraft Electronics Association meeting in Orlando, Florida, and I have with me Brad Hayden, Vice President of Marketing for Aspen Avionics. Brad, welcome to the Managing Safety podcast.
Thanks a lot, Amy. It's great to come and see all the new products that are being rolled out for the retrofit avionics environment. It's always a great show.
Tell me, Brad, you've got some of those new products. Aspen Avionics revolutionized the market for retrofitting light aircraft with glass panels just a few years ago. And since that time, you've got 2,600 units flying. Is that correct?
That's correct. 2,600 around the world. We actually have a global audience of our Evolution Flight displays. And yes, it was just 2 years ago this month that we actually got certification and started shipping our first primary flight display products.
I remember that. In fact, I flew one of the very first units that was installed into a Cessna 182RG.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
And found it to be really neat to have glass in an airplane that didn't have glass up until that point. Tell me, there's been a lot of controversy about glass cockpits in light aircraft. Does it make the airplane safer?
Well, I believe it makes the airplane safer. I believe that we bring a level of safety and redundancy that you just don't see in general aviation aircraft today. Our systems in particular are completely dually redundant systems. So if you put in a primary flight display with a 1000 MFD, which is exactly the same hardware and software platform as the primary flight display, you actually have two completely redundant systems in the aircraft. So it's very rare that you have two fully independent systems. So if you lose your PFD, you can revert over to your MFD and make that your PFD. I think that the result of the situational awareness, the increased situational awareness that the glass cockpit displays bring into the cockpit, the tighter scan environment, the reduced pilot workload because you're not looking all over the cockpit for the information, really does add a lot of safety value and even a comfort level to pilots that are flying right now behind these glass displays in these retrofit planes.
Your products, you've just announced at this show, are also enhancing safety in some other ways. You've just added charts.
That's correct. Our new version 2.2 software, which can be upgraded within the flight displays that are already installed, as well as those products that we'll be shipping fresh from the factory, will also include now charts and geo-referenced airport diagrams. So you'll actually be able to see where your own ship is right there on your display with the airport diagram. So obviously, that's a whole new level now of situational awareness that we'll be bringing into our MFD displays.
The goal would be to prevent runway incursions.
Correct.
Yes,
absolutely. And also, I mean, you know, if your charts are right there in front of you, your approach charts, are right there on your MFD in your primary view, you're not fishing around the cockpit looking for things. I mean, it's a lot easier to see if something's starting to go awry in with your aircraft attitude, from the attitude perspective, if you're right there looking in that same primary view. Our goal is to bring as much information into the primary view of the pilot as we can so that when things start to go awry, the pilot can see them right away and make corrective measures.
One other product that you're getting ready to introduce that really caught my fancy was your backup instrument. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that? You said there's seven instruments in one?
That's correct. The backup instrument that we're releasing, the initial version, this will end up being, I'm sure, a whole line of backup displays. Will be the first version is a EFD 1000 hardware platform, and it's basically set on its side with a software load that will allow it to display the ADI and the HSI information vertically within that horizontal landscape. So It does offer 7 backup functions, where normally with the analogs you might just see 3. With some of the other EFIS backups, you know, you can get up to 5. But ours includes also the GPS flight plan information. If you're hooked into the GPS flight plan, and if you have that backup instrument hooked into your autopilot, well, then you're going to get retain your GPS steering, so that when things do begin to go awry in the cockpit, you still have as many of those functions at hand as you need to continue flying the plane and complete a safe flight.
Now, it's a backup instrument, so it's got to have its own independent power supply and things like that. How does it work like that?
Well, every EFD 1000 has an internal battery backup that'll give it 30 minutes of battery life. If it's going to be used as a external backup, then we've actually got an external backup battery that can be added as well. So then you've also got its own pitot-static system if you elect to set that up, or you can also wire in your own remote sensor module to get the full functionality of the unit. So all that information is included separately, or all those systems separately, very similar to what you see with one of our PFD displays next to our MFD displays.
Okay, so you're really giving yourself a third option and kind of tilting it a little bit.
Correct, so it fits easier underneath an EFIS display. Another thing to think about, too, is if you're flying full-panel EFIS cockpit and you suffer a power loss to your EFIS display, it makes it much more difficult when you've got to transition from a digital display down to an analog instrument. What our EFIS backup display does is it actually has the same type of UI in front of the pilot. So when they lose their EFIS display, they go to an EFIS backup display. And again, it's got a lot of the same functions, backup functions, or more of the same backup functions than you would find with analog instruments.
Excellent, Brad. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with FAA's Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Labota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. This is Amy Labota here at the Aircraft Electronics Association meeting, and I have Brad Hayden, the Vice President of Marketing, with Aspen Avionics from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Aspen is known for its retrofit glass panel displays. Now, one of the cool things about these retrofits is they actually fit into the same holes that the analog instruments are coming out of. Tell me a little bit about the installation and the simplicity of it that makes it such a good retrofit.
Well, this product, unlike a lot of other retrofit products that you might find on the market, this product was designed specifically to be truly retrofit and expandable. And those are the two things that really are the underlying key value proposition of our product. Because you can remove the mechanicals and not have to modify the panel, which is oftentimes an expensive proposition, you can just slide our unit because everything is included in the can, the AHAR sensors, the pitot-static sensors, everything's right there in that can, very similar to what you would see in an analog instrument. And our unit can just slide in and replace that and snap in using a rack. Well, if you think about it, then we have reinvented the retrofit paradigm, which originally was tear it out and put in the new stuff. Ours, you can start with a display, and as you want to add more functionality to it, then you can put in a second and a third display. You can start adding weather and other types of sensors into the cockpit. So what we offer then is a very low cost of entry into these very safe glass displays that include redundancy and backup.
You have a bone to pick over this last study that came out that implied that the high-tech aircraft have a higher accident rate, perhaps are less safe than the low-tech non-glass cockpits.
I don't know if we have a bone to pick as much as, actually, I think a lot of the findings with the study as far as the recommendations went were actually pretty germane, which is we need to make sure that we increase our level of training, which we have always striven to do through our very graphical user guides. We've worked with Sporties, for example, to come up with a training DVD to better educate our customers. So coming up with those training materials, quick reference materials, things like that, have always been a foundation of our product and as a training of our product. Plus, we also recommend that you, when you install a glass cockpit, one of our products or anybody else's, you spend some time going up with an instructor, and an instructor is going to run you through those things like what's going to happen if you lose, you know, some of the functionality within your EFIS display and how you're going to fly that. That's just good training, and it's good pilot training. So, you know, I think the recommendations to a large degree were very valid. The study itself, I think, came out before even products like ours actually hit the market. So, you know, as far as an umbrella, you know, EFIS displays aren't safer. Sure, people can certainly take issue with that. But again, the findings we're all going to agree with because I think they make a lot of sense. Let's get some more training. Let's make sure people know how to use the tools in front of them so that they are prepared in an emergency.
That's excellent advice. And I like especially that you've taken the time to reach out to the aviation community and find a company like Sporties to team up with to get training videos in an environment where people can get to them.
Absolutely.
Make them more easily accessible. And again, as you said, make sure that your manuals are readable.
That's right.
And
that's
accessible.
Right. Scenario-based training is really important. Again, that's something we try to provide through our pilot guides. And Sporties has done an excellent job as well on the DVD creating that same type of environment. You know, they are CFIs and know how to put these types of programs together. They know how to train people.
With good training and understanding from the ground how to get the information you want, you shouldn't be caught in the air pushing buttons and not getting where you need to get and then losing your other situational awareness and forgetting to fly the airplane.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, let's face it, one of the oldest problems in aviation is people not flying the airplane when they need to be and flying it, you know, from taxi out to the runway to take off and all the way back to the ramp. So, you know, I do agree absolutely that we need to make sure that when we have a lot of this technology in front of us, that we aren't overly reliant upon that technology to fly the aircraft for us. It's information, and people do certainly need to understand that. And, you know, when you do see the crashes that sometimes we do see of low altitude stalls, things like that, it's always sad because you don't know exactly what the cause of that is, but that's certainly something I know I'm always thinking about when I'm in the pattern.
Yes.
You know, so no piece of equipment is going to help me, you know, when I'm in that mode of trying to bring the airplane in for a safe landing. So it's always distressing when we do see these types of crashes, and we do always want to get to the bottom of what the issue is. I have to come back and say that, you know, I think it's good training, it's good pilotage, it's good aviators that are just going to focus on keeping that airplane straight and level and making sure that you've got enough airspeed. We try to provide systems that will bring that information and put it in front of the pilot in the instance when they'll need it the most to be able to fly the aircraft.
Excellent. Brad, thank you very much for taking the time to come and be a part of the FAA Safety's Managing Safety podcast. We're at FAAProductionStudios.com. Tell us where they can find more information about Aspen Avionics.
You can look us up on the web, AspenAvionics.com. And, of course, we have dealers all over the world. We've got about 400 dealers. So go into one of their authorized dealers and ask them about their products, and they'll certainly be able to tell you all about them as well.
And how many different types of aircraft now can you put an Aspen Avionics product in?
Over 700 for Class 1 and 2 and some helicopters. And we're going to be launching our Class 3 products in July of this summer. So we're going to be expanding even into even bigger aircraft, and that's a really exciting proposition for us.
Terrific. We look forward to it. Thank you again.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at FAAProductionStudios.com to hear past programs.